Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin Mary. St. Luke's Gospel relates that the angel Gabriel was sent as God's messenger to the town of Nazareth to announce to Mary that she had been chosen to be the mother of God. This event, which we call the Annunciation, has been depicted in many paintings down through the centuries. The conversation between the Archangel Gabriel and the Virgin Mary ends with words of humble and trusting acceptance. "Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to your word." At that precise instant, the incarnation of the Word took place in the most pure womb of the Virgin Mary. And 9 months later, Jesus, true God and true man, was born in Bethlehem. The Blessed Virgin is not only the Mother of God, she is also our Mother. When Jesus was about to die on the cross, he gave her to us as our Mother. She dwells in heaven as the Queen of all creation. But she sees us, hears us, and above all, loves us. Our Heavenly Mother looks after us and protects us just as our earthly mothers do. We should get to know her and love her, she who is the Mother of God and our Mother. Mary is truly the Mother of God. We all have a mother who conceived and gave birth to us. Mary conceived the body of Jesus into which God infused the soul. And at that very instant, the second person of the Holy Trinity, the Word, was joined to that body. Thus, the Son of God became man without ceasing to be God. Mary carried Jesus Christ within her womb for 9 months. She carried his body, his soul, and his divinity until she gave birth to him in Bethlehem. She is the mother of Jesus Christ, true God and true man. She is truly the Mother of God. Main dogmas and Marian privileges. The greatest gift God bestowed on the Most Blessed Virgin Mary was choosing her to be his mother. And as she was to be his mother, he filled her with grace and granted her extraordinary privileges. It is only natural that we should feel the need to understand more fully what God has done for her. The Immaculate Conception. This prerogative means that the Virgin Mary was not tainted by original sin. From the moment of her conception, God preserved her from the stain of original sin by virtue of the merits of her Son, Jesus Christ. But this also entails that God enriched her with singular holiness, as the Archangel Gabriel expressed in his greeting at the Annunciation. "Hail Mary, full of grace." Mary, the Mother of God, remained always a virgin. Her perpetual virginity is a dogma of the Catholic faith. Virgin before giving birth to Christ, at the moment of giving birth, and after she had delivered the infant Jesus. For all these reasons, Mary is referred to as the Virgin. The Assumption. Mary is in heaven in both body and soul. Another great privilege she received was that of being taken up body and soul into heaven once the course of her life on earth was over. Other privileges of the Virgin Mary include that of co-redeemer, as she shared with Christ in the redemption of the whole human race. She is likewise the Queen of all creation, as commemorated in the fifth mystery of the Joyful Mysteries of the Holy Rosary. She is Mother of the Church and Mediatrix of all graces, and above all, she is our Mother. Mary is our Mother. We can only be grateful to God for the many graces with which He has adorned the person of His mother, particularly for His having given her to us as our mother. Why do we call her our mother? She is our mother because her divine Son is our brother. St. Paul says that Jesus Christ is the firstborn among many brethren. Thus, if Mary is the mother of Jesus, our brother, the more reason for Jesus and each one of us to call her my mother. Mary gave birth to Jesus in the biological sense, whereas she gives birth to us in the spiritual sense. She is our mother because Jesus Christ gave her to us as our mother. At the foot of the cross, St. John represented all of humanity when Jesus entrusted Mary to him as mother. To St. John and to us, Jesus said, "Behold your mother." From that moment on, all Christians have welcomed Mary into their lives, into their hearts, and consider her as their mother. As our mother, she intercedes for us. Christians have always prayed to our Blessed Mother for her help. She is in heaven, but she never fails to listen and show her maternal love. Each one of us could tell of the many graces that God has granted us through her intercession. Through her, we receive many needed graces without our even realizing it. She looks after us because we are her children and asks her divine Son for whatever is best for us. Our behavior as good sons and daughters of the Blessed Virgin. Just being close to our mothers or simply feeling gratitude for the loving care they have given us is not sufficient. A grateful son or daughter responds to a mother's love not only in words, but by showing affection in little ways, by obeying and helping her, and by always behaving as she would expect, avoiding at all cost even the slightest offense. The same holds true regarding our own attitude towards our Heavenly Mother. Above all, we can show our love for her by being faithful to our Christian commitment to personal sanctity and by showing our affection and devotion to her through acts of piety. Resolutions for Christian life. How can you improve your devotion to Our Lady? You can start by greeting her on getting up in the mornings and before going to bed at night. Learn by heart the Hail Mary and the Hail Holy Queen.